Restoring My Soul, Friday the 10th of July, The Doctrine of Balaam. In previous years, we have identified the doctrine of Balaam as the expression of a presbyter who seeks mutual empowerment and financial gain through the ministry of the gospel. However, in the light of the word revealing the nature of our infirmity, our understanding of this destructive doctrine can be further broadened. Jesus identified this doctrine in his letter to the church in Pergamos. He addressed the presbytery as he who has the sharp two-edged sword. He rebuked them, saying, "I have a few things against you, because you have there those who hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to put a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed to idols, and to commit sexual immorality." The Apostle Peter explained that Christ himself becomes to us a stumbling stone and a rock of offence when we are disobedient to the word of present truth, exchanging this truth for the lie that belongs to our idolatrous projections. These projections are coverings to mask the shame of our nakedness as we live by the other law. Peter declared concerning Christ, "Therefore, to you who believe, he is precious, but to those who are disobedient, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offence. They stumble, being disobedient to the word to which they also were appointed." The Apostle Paul quoted this same prophetic scripture from Isaiah, adding an additional point that connected stumbling to the expression of shame. He wrote to the Romans, "As it is written, behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and rock of offence, and whoever believes on him will not be put to shame." When we consider the doctrine of Balaam, it is important to note that Balaam taught Balak to put a stumbling block before the children of Israel because he himself stumbled in relation to his gift and its expression. The references used in today's devotions are Revelation chapter 2 verse 12, Revelation chapter 2 verse 14, 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 7 and 8, and Romans chapter 9 verse 33. For further study, Revelation chapter 2.